This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Labor Day. I'm Doug Steffen along with my pal Rich McFadden. Jennifer back tomorrow, I think. I'm not sure if she's going back from Hawaii. She was on assignment. She really was, actually. Sometimes she goes there and she'll tell us that she's on assignment.
She's on working vacation.
Yeah, right. Sort of. And then, let's see, Roberta is around somewhere. Do we ever find her equipment?
She's in New Orleans. Her equipment is yes. We found her equipment.
We found her equipment. Okay, I want to make sure of that. Kenny is off today. So it's Richie and me buzzing through the issues of the day. Latest, for those of you who don't know how to get your free pound of BuzzBox coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I'll tell you about that. The story of a town that mostly is filled with women, they're seeking bachelors. Also, we have the most successful Kickstarter campaign ever. You know how I am as an entrepreneur, trying to encourage businesses. That's an interesting reality.
These things just keep breaking records. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. So here's the story. Speaking of breaking records, Michael Sam is not going to be able to break records this year anyway, unless he gets picked up by another team. So, Richie, how likely... This is, by the way, attention homophobes. This is good news for you.
Your homophobe alert. The St. Yes. Louis Rams are homophobes.
Yes, they are. They're homophobic. So Michael Sam got picked up by them, and then he
was drafted.
Yeah.
Which was the first step in making it into the NFL.
Right.
And then he went to camp. And then when they cut down from 70-whatever to 53 players Friday, boom, he was cut.
So was he a good, reasonably good player, but there's a lot of good talent out there?
He's a good player, but they've got a good defense, and it was going to be a tough
So how likely is it for another team?
Somebody will pick him up.
To pick him up. They'll pick him up because they want to be known as the team Michael Sam plays for?
No, not at all. No, they're all sleazy. They're all, if you can help me, I don't care whether you're a drug dealer, a crack addict, a homosexual. If you can help our team, welcome.
Yeah. So here on the heels of this, we were talking about this on Friday, ESPN or some derivative there, two or thereof, because there are so many of them now. There are like four different channels and radio and television. But there was a reporter who tried to make something out of Michael Sam showering. So it was the Michael Sam shower report. They were trying to make, as often the case with there's so much competition there, they're going to make some noise so that people will watch their channel, listen to their programming on radio. So I think it was a woman who actually wanted to find out if any of the players were not showering with him because they were worried about whether he would approach them or not. Now, I never could quite figure out, first of all, what's the average weight and size of a football player that plays for the NFL? 240, 250, 6 feet.
It depends on the position, but if you're not 6 foot or more, you're not going to play. And if you're not 200 pounds, now, I mean, there's plenty of 5'11", 5'10", 190. No. Some cornerbacks. And
cornerbacks,
some receivers.
But circumstance. They didn't go anyplace with the story, and they couldn't, but it became, when it became known, a lot of guys doing local sports around the country, there's a lot of stations out doing sports talk radio, and they're all making fun of ESPN because they tried to make, and so obviously tried to make something out of nothing, and they would talk to player after player after player. There were 90, would you say 70 on the, and they cut it to 50?
They cut it to 53, yeah.
Okay, so they go to these 70 guys, they, hey, how about taking a shower with Michael Sam? You doing it or not? And the player's like, what are you talking about? Sam was waiting to go into the shower so as not to have anybody overly concerned about it. But why would you be concerned just because a guy likes other guys? What is the matter with people who think automatically just because you're gay, you're going to accost them? And by the way, that's why I brought up how big these guys are. You think they're not going to be able to take care of themselves if somebody gets fresh with them? Unless they like it, and then so.
Well, that's the thing.
What a bunch of nonsense!
You're likely to get roughed around, you know.
Of course you are.
But, I mean, Michael Sam seemed like a decent guy, so I don't think he was going to mess with anybody. Nobody's going to mess with him. We should know in the next 24 hours because if he doesn't get, he will either get picked up in the next 24 hours,
yeah,
or he's practice squad material.
What does that mean?
That means if a team doesn't pick him up, that the Rams will say, listen, we'll give you, what do they pay the price? A friend of mine works for the NFL.
$400,000.
That's if you're a player, $600,000. But even if you're a practice squad guy, you make like $20,000 a week, $10,000 a week.
For being, what, roughed up?
Just for being a tackling dummy.
I see, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, there's
good money there.
Coming up later in this hour, the KKK is recruiting. For those of you who value the essence of what the Ku Klux Klan is, Ku Klux Klan. I always put the L in the wrong place.
Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan. And I'll give special consideration to anybody who can tell me what that means and how it got started. We all know what the KKK is. We all know that that stands for Ku Klux Klan. But who is Ku or Klux? And how did the Klan get put together?
Sounds like a Saturday morning children's show.
It does.
Hi, right. I'm Ku. This is Klux. Hey, Klux. Mr. Quail. Hi, kids.
Mr. Klu and Mr. Klux on the radio. 888-302-3684. Life is pretty sweet for the women of Nova del Cordero.
What's that?
They have constructed a society in Brazil that is communal, egalitarian, and all female. However, some of the women are getting frustrated because it was, a lot of focus here. You got to think there's going to be a need for a few dudes in the mix. I haven't kissed a man for a long time, says Nelma Fernandez. We all dream of falling in love and getting married, but we're living here and don't want to have to leave the town to find a husband. So we'd like to get to have some men come on down here. They can live their own lives, and they can figure out how to become a part of ours. They need to agree to do what we say and live according to our rules.
The big dumb guy in the corner has a question.
What's that, Mr.
Why did you start this only female, all female town to begin with then?
Well, I have the answer for that, Mr. Big Dumb Guy in the corner.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm looking here.
At first glance, most guys would sign up to be the first citizen of the city.
Right. Yeah.
But now I don't think so.
You're looking at the picture.
I think they're all members of the He-Man Woman Haters Club, and you got a rough ride if you pony into town.
Maybe it's the other, the equivalent of homophobic on the other side.
Right.
Perhaps. I don't know. I mean, why, if it's Lesbo land, why would they want to have
town? I just think that they, it sounds like they
you're
all
having a hard
were,
time, Richie. You're digging yourself a hole.
No, it sounds like they're all bitter hags who hate men and wanted to start their own town. I don't have any problem saying it at all. And now they're going, now what do we do? So let's get a few that we can control.
Yeah.
And we still...
A couple of the men we can use as our slaves.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Slave city.
Which, hey, well, sounds like it could be fun for a while, but I want to know that I can get a punch my ticket out of there at some point.
One of the reporters who went to this town said it appears more like these women have created a society of anarchist anthropologists, and they would like to hang out. In other words, they've gone there to study themselves. In essence, and they wanted to see what life was like for a group of women without men, and they don't like it for whatever the reason. So they want men to come, but they do not want to tear down their social fabric. They want men. But the men, if there, I would imagine there'd be men around that would be interested in that one way or another.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
Yeah.
Right. Get ready, dudes.
Hey, have a nice time. 888-302-3684. That's not the number to call to sign up for BuzzBox Coffee. I'm going to give you that phone number. If you are tired of Starbucks coffee, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, the store-bought, like the Cumberland Farms, the coffee you get in the convenience store, oof, horrible stuff. And it's really bad for you. I got to know the fellow who is the creator of BuzzBox, and I'm looking at the report of the way this company has grown in the last 14 months. It's amazing. It's the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Each month, I get a list of people that have signed up that month. And every month, the list goes. I guess that's why we're here, because radio, hello, duh. We're supposed to be getting people to sign up. And so starting in May and through June and July and August, we have lots of people. Diana Smith, hi. Terry Crowley, Frank Rohde, Heath McCutcheon, Joe Johnson, Linda Paquette, I believe it is, Denise Jennings, Scott Fredericks. Oh, Scott! Remember that story, Richie? Scott's one of the guys, one of the radio stations.
Yeah.
A lot of radio stations are taking this, and they love it. Okay, so the bottom line here is that if you would like to have a coffee that is really, really good.
No, hey, I just have a question for you.
What's that?
Does BuzzBox make hot chocolate?
They don't yet. I asked that of the fellow who's the founder. He came visiting me last week, and I said, well, how about some hot chocolate? And yeah, because it came basically from the same region, and the beans are more or less the same, chocolate and coffee, pretty much the same thing. But you want to drink stuff that's good. Flavored coffees that you will buy at these places I was just talking about are flavored for one reason, not because they want you to enjoy something that's better, but because they have bitter coffee beans used in their coffee, and they got to mask the taste somehow. And never mind that, if you were to find out how horrible the stuff is, what kind of chemicals, the smorgasbord of chemicals that's in your coffee, you'd be calling right away. I got some because Meredith signed up for it, and so we got some in the mailbox the other day. Opened up the mailbox. What a wonderful whiff, a great aroma. You'll love, love, love it.
Yeah.
Sign up for BuzzBox Coffee, look on the right-hand side of most of the pages at DougSteffen.com. You see a big orange box there, and it says, get your free pound of coffee. That's how you get started. And the money that is used for supposedly paying me isn't going to me at all. It's going to keep my nonprofit farm. It wasn't designed to be nonprofit at first, but then it became that way. We're trying to be a teaching farm and facility, and also a place that's a sanctuary for bovines. So if you want to support me in my efforts to do that, you'll buy BuzzBox Coffee. But the real reason to do it is because it tastes good, and it really is a wonderful product. I'm happy to have them as the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Make it your official coffee as well. Simple. Call 866-456-7805. I'm not kidding you. The word is spreading because people say, he's right. The aroma is great. The coffee taste is great. BuzzBox Coffee. Sign up at the orange box at DougSteffen.com or by dialing 866-456-7805.
I'd say 10,
4, 5, 12. How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Inside out, I'm about to show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for us to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. There it is, let me hear you say.
There it is, our one hit wonder song of the day. So if you're new to the program, this is how this contest works. We're playing a song by a group that had only one hit. You tell us the name of the group by dialing 888-302-3684, and we will send you a beautiful CD with a ton of one-hit wonder hits on it. 888-302-3684. Whomp! There it is, recorded by this group. This is an Atlanta hip-hop group that screamed to the top of the charts in 1993. So if you are into Jennifer over here, she'd be all over this puppy. 888-302-3684.
Definite dance track for her clubbing days.
Yes. So this group, by the way, wrote and recorded Power Pig in the House for the movie Gordy, but it didn't go anywhere on the pop music charts. Members of the group are DC, the Brain Supreme, and Steve Roland. They were together for a couple of years, and then they went their separate ways in the mid-90s. The group received a four-time platinum award for record sales because of this song. Whoop.
There it is. We've had a couple of these one-hit wonders where, as a band, they were one hit, and then they went on to have success.
Yeah, doing other things.
So, yeah. But I can pretty much assure you, Whoop, There It is the only hit these guys ever saw.
Whoop. Do you remember this song?
Oh, yeah. Monster hit.
See, I'm not this.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you why.
Why I'm not a member of this group?
Yeah, it would have been on the hot hit stations, or you would have heard it in the clubs.
Or the amp type stations, the Kiss type stations.
Exactly.
CHR stations have played this,
Right.
So if you have that in your history,
not immediately on your dial.
No. 888-302-3684. This may be the most difficult one of these. We pick from music of the, I sound like I'm a disc jockey, back to the disc jockey days.
Music of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
All right.
Hello, Jack Diamond.
Yeah, there I am. Jack got a job in, I think,
San Diego.
Uh-huh. It was in San Diego.
Yeah, I was just talking to him the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was good. He's a good radio person. There aren't many of them left,
frankly.
All right, so anyway, whoomph, there it is. You got 60 seconds to figure out the name. And as I said, this is one of those stumper alert, 888-302-3684, name of the group, two names, and the letters are the same. The letters for the first and last name, it's blank, blank, and it begins with a T. All right, how's that for a big help? I was talking about this mother, Ashley Habat, angry after a post on her private Facebook page resulted in the expulsion of her four-year-old son from a Christian academy. She posted a complaint on her Facebook page saying the school did not notify her about the picture day for her son and rhetorically questioned the intelligence of the staff. Post was on her private page, but she made one mistake. She tagged the school in the piece, and the school then expelled her son, accused her of sowing discord and discontent. I like them apples. All right, so that's just, you got to always remember who's reading your Facebook post. Darren, have you got a Facebook page?
Yes.
You do, all right. So if you win this prize, you're going to post that you won it on your Facebook page?
Absolutely.
What's the name of the group?
Tag Team.
It's Tag Team. That is correct. So you can post this on your Facebook page. You are a winner on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and let's talk about wheelies. Now, I want to go back in time. I want to go back into the time when I was a youngster, and we didn't have some of the modern luxuries that we have today, such as the pop-top can, such as wheels on luggage, such as a PDA, a personal digital assistant. Remember those? And I remember growing up, my dad said to me one time when he was taking a can opener to open a can of Coca-Cola, he said, you know, one day they ought to invent something with a pop-top can. One day my father and I went traveling with my mom, and he said, you know what? One day they're going to have wheels on luggage. You know what? He was right. Unfortunately, somebody else did it. You know that list of things that you say to yourself, one day somebody will? I want you to change that. I want you to make that list, and I want you to say, someday, by the way, I'm going to start right now, I will accomplish these things. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your
headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Stephen, good day program for Labor Day 2014. Labor Day, a national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. And so we'll pay homage as we continue to work our way through this morning. Help yourself. The morning program is you can listen to all day long. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Richie and I focusing on the KKK. Now I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
What's that?
KKK has been around trying to find new members, and they're going to rather strange places. Richie has that story. I have, through the help of somebody named Dan Cohen, in the last half hour, I asked the question, as I asked lots of questions that I don't have the answer to, for help from the audience. That's what this is all about. It's an audience participation program. So this guy, Dan Cohen, sends me an email answering my question, where did the name KKK come from? Originally, a social fraternity organized by Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was the first Grand Wizard in Pulaski, Tennessee, in 1865, right after the Civil War. The name comes from the Greek word kuklos, meaning circle, clan, a version of the word clan with a C, and thus the suggestion that this is a group, a circle or a band or a group of brothers in arms who have the same values. So, what are those values? They're espousing fraternity, brotherhood, and keeping the American dream alive. So they say, and the best way to do that is to do pretty much what Hitler did, cleanse the world. Hitler wanted to get rid of the Jews. The KKK wants to get rid of the blacks. And they continue on that, although quietly with the skinheads and some of these other groups that have been basically chased away by most people who have conscience. So I guess in and of itself, I'm not sure I want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The KKK is a group that on the surface would, if you were to believe their literature, all about making America a better place to live. And who wouldn't sign up for that, right?
Right.
Richie wants to make the world, the world we live in our country, make it a better place to live. The problem is these guys say it'll be a better place once we get rid of all the blacks. And the skinheads say get rid of all the Jews, be fine. The Birch Society doesn't say anything like that, the John Birch Society, but they infer it in their actions. So, what does that mean? What does it mean the numbers of people are dwindling? See, the story that Richie has is how they're going about finding new people. The reason they're going about it as aggressively as they are is because it's a dying, it's a group yeah. that has no more place in society. Not that it really ever did, but because after the Civil War, there were so many people in the South who were so angry, this gave them a place to go with their anger. Now, fast forward, 170 years later, and we still have this sort of thing fomenting. We still have people who are blaming blacks for the problems that we have in our country, just like there are people who blame Hispanics and people who blame...
I'm looking at the picture of the Imperial Wizard.
The Imperial Wizard.
And like one of his Klansmen with him. I thought it was a trick-or-treat costume or something. Yeah,
Halloween, trick-or-treat!
Yeah. Hey, Frank Ancona, in case you're listening, you look like a moron in your little suit there.
Frank!
But the Imperial Wizard, Frank Ancona, he's the president of the Traditionalist American Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
So is that a splinter group? Like no. ISIS and Al-Qaeda splitting?
No, and that's what's going on here is they have chapters around the country.
That's right. Yeah.
And so one of these chapters in Potosi, Missouri, is handing out flyers.
I saw some on on Long Island in the Hamptons.
Really?
Yeah. They're trying to go to the Hamptons.
I can't imagine I'd go over to. You're not going to get too many new recruits in the Hamptons.
Down to Martha's Vineyard.
Right. So not only are they racist, but they're pretty stupid, too.
Yeah. Well, I think that goes one goes with the other, doesn't it?
So, but Mr. Ancona said it looks like they're doing their job out there trying to recruit in Missouri. He doesn't have anything to do with it, but he just knows that they're out there recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Tallahassee Police Chief Jimmy Rogers started receiving complaints, and but because everybody was getting recruitment packages on their lawn, it was a Ziploc bag with a rock and a flyer, and it just left in people's front yards. 5,000 of them were left. So the sheriff, this is about 30 miles northeast of Montgomery, Alabama. So the sheriff and all of his deputies started driving around and picking up the packages on people's lawns, and they collected about 150. Now, I ask you this. This is still America, and we still have freedom of speech.
Right.
If I want to be stupid and put a flyer with...
Should be your right
whatever,
to do it.
I should be right to do it without the police picking it up, right?
Right, yeah.
Now, am I happy they picked them up? Sure. But... Mm-hmm. What if I were laying down a flyer that said, I don't know.
Listen to Doug Stephens, good day.
I want to change the flag to black, green, and purple. And I think that America would be a much better place with it. And the police started picking up my flyer. What happens to my free speech?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this is not the only place where this is happening. Now.
I'm telling you, CBS is carrying a story today of what happened over the weekend in the Hamptons. I wasn't kidding. I wasn't yanking your chain. There are pamphlets that have shown up, flyers all over the Hamptons, and what they've done is toss them, you said, rocks in the town. They're using candy in the Hamptons. They're recruiting with bags of candy.
It's also happening in Florida.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania. In Tennessee.
It's fine in the Hamptons, though.
In Hendersonville, Tennessee.
They want you.
Yeah, in Nashville. Let me see. And in Virginia.
I love the image of these guys walking down the street with a Confederate flag behind them and their KKK outfits, including those wonderful hats. And because they're such cowards, they wear sheets over their faces. I mean, we're making light of it now, but the KKK has done some horrible things in their history. Horrible, horrible things.
Do you think?
And just,
I wonder if anybody out there who has ever known anybody that's been a member of the KKK would call it 888-302-3684, 888-302-3684. If you know anybody, or if you and yourself has been, a member of the KKK, give us a call and tell us how big these organizations still is. I can't imagine it's
They're recruiting in Atlanta. They're recruiting in South Carolina. They're recruiting in Orange County, California. Now, let's see here. There's a recruiting song, Richie, which I just found, called Stand Up and Be Counted. I wonder if we should play that. I think that would be a very... let's just, for the heck of it... The Christian, one of the Christian churches, members of, not the church itself, members of this church in Texas recruiting members for the KKK. All right, so I'm going to send you this recruiting song because, although I could probably
you know what?
Just stick the microphone. What, did you find it?
Yeah, it's all over the place, but a couple of places it's been pulled down from.
Oh, so maybe I, well, if you can find it.
Finger on the dump button.
Yeah.
Stand up and be counted. Show the world that you're a man. Stand up and be counted. Go with the Ku Klux Klan. We are a sacred brotherhood who love our country true. We always can be counted on when there's a job to do. We serve our homeland day and night to keep it always free. And proudly wear our robes of white protecting liberty. Stand up and be counted.
Yeah, think this will put on.
You're a man. Stand up and be counted. Go with the Ku Klux Klan.
Do you think this is a put on or you think this is real?
It seems like it's real. By the White Riders.
Perfect.
The Bible calls for glory to our symbols of a man. A sword and water, rope and hood portray our noble plan. In search of peace and liberty, we pledge our hearts and hands. We must defeat the communists to save our Christian land. Stand up and be counted, show the world that you're a man. Stand up and be counted, go with the Ku Klux Klan. Stand up and be counted, show the world that you're a man. Stand up and be counted, go with the Ku Klux Klan.
Stand up and be counted, show the world that you're a man.
All right, so that brings
around... Is that what it
around...
takes to be a man?
Yeah, well, not in my world, but I wonder if there are any women's groups that are like the KKK. What would you call the feminization of the KKK? What do you suppose... If there has to be a women's group.
Not even going to go there. I would imagine the KKK has female members.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the story of the KKK recruiting boys
Good
and girls.
Good Lord.
888-302-3684. Most famous way now of connecting with us because of social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Ladies, gentlemen, as you get older... and things are changing in your body. You have lost your hair, perhaps. That's one of the things that has presented itself, and you don't like it. Because none of us are getting younger, and the time is flying so quickly. So many things, so many people saying, wow, it's Labor Day already. We just had Memorial Day. We just had 4th of July. But the time is flying. It'll be Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas before you know it. And so as you look at that body of yours, or you look at your hairline, you think to yourself, I don't like this. I want to stop the ravages of time. Well, it isn't just time that gets at you. It is at your hair. It's what you're using to wash your hair. If you're using cheap shampoos, the reason 99 out of 100 people are losing their hair is because the cheap shampoo has left a residue on your scalp, or perhaps the rinse that you used left a residue. You didn't rinse it off. It seeps into your pores and plugs them up like cement. So you need something that will clean away. An all-natural product, Provia, is on the scene. Provia Natural Hair Therapy is here to cleanse your pores and let the hair that's under your scalp start growing again. So in a few weeks, you'll have a little fuzz. In a few months, you'll have hair that's discernible. And you'll be thanking me. Well, you don't have to thank me. Just use the product, enjoy it, and prosper because of it. And people who have a good hairline are often considered to be more prosperous for whatever the reason. You look better, you feel better, you have more confidence. Call 800-525-8319 now for Provia. Order it. Actually, you'll get, if you mention Doug Steffen, a brand new Provia Super Concentrate product for faster, more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. Call that number now. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back using Provia.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the Fall Festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Allstate's 10th annual America's Best Drivers report ranks the largest 200 cities in the country based on car collision frequency. Fort Collins, Colorado is named America's safest driving city, with Brownsville, Texas coming in second. Allstate's Mike Roach explains how, this year, the report is more comprehensive than ever.
On the Allstate website, we now have a new tool that's interactive and allows consumers to look at their city's rankings for 2014 and to look back historically for their rankings during the 10-year history that we've run this report.
For the first time, the report factors in how things like population, population density, and precipitation can affect each city's ranking. Allstate offers tips on dealing with these challenging roadway conditions.
When driving in precipitation, it's always key to know and understand the road conditions, where you're heading, and also keeping your vehicle properly maintained, because you never know when bad weather is going
to
strike.
To see the 2014 rankings and interactive map, visit allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Hi, it's our television report here. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer does this normally, but she's not here, so I can go over the list of all of the marathons on today, Labor Day. NCIS on the USA Network all day long today. Batman.
Batman.
On IFC from 6 this morning till 5 this afternoon. There's a Star Trek movie marathon on Sci-Fi all day long today, Richie. The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, I love the
marathon of them on TV Land today from 9 until 3.
I love that.
Pawn Stars on the History Channel from 10 to 9. Rizzoli and Isles all day long from 11 until 9 on TNT. Criminal Minds this afternoon, all afternoon on A&E. And Fear Factor this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And into the evening and tomorrow morning on CMT. So those are the marathons that are running. CBS Sports has announced they're going to launch an all-women sports show on the CBS Sports Network. All-women sports show starting next month. The weekly hour-long primetime program on the cable channel CBS Sports Network be the first of its kind. It's called We Need to Talk. Premieres actually the last day of September 30th. panel will feature a core of CBS Sports announcers Leslie Visser, Amy Trask, Tracy Wolfson, Dana Jacobson. I don't know. There are a lot of contributors like Dara Torres, Lila Ali, Lisa Leslie.
Layla Ali.
Mm-hmm. Show will be led by the producers that won Emmys for lots of the direction of the NFL games. So there you go. ABC is going to celebrate the best of Schoolhouse Rock with a new special, Richie.
Oh, I love Schoolhouse Rock.
Celebrate the story September 7th, airing this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Special feature on Schoolhouse Rock. Watch that with the kids. Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
Hills, that is. Swimming pools. Movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Half the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. If you're new to the program, normally on Mondays at this time, we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the aforementioned doctors associated with the program, bringing us up to date on some of the medical news. And he's brought to us this morning by our friends who are here to help you make your face look better after a summer in the sun. The fluids in your face all get sort of brought into the lower part of your eyes, and bags and puffiness develop. You know that's water, right? Water retention. And so the way Dr. Ken suggests that you beat this, part of it is underscored by heat and humidity and allergies and that sort of thing. If you want to get the bags and puffiness away, take Dr. Ken's advice. And that's call 800-543-9262. Order GenuCell. GenuCell, risk-free. Get rid of the bags, puffiness, lines under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Big news. Sprint's offering the hottest deal in wireless. Switch your whole family up to 10 lines to Sprint and get unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of high-speed data to share for only $100 a month for your whole account. It's double the high-speed data of the other guys for a family of four. Verizon and AT&T charge $160 and T-Mobile charges $100. And they just give you 10 gigabytes. But with Sprint, you get 20 gigabytes. That's two times the data. To make it easier, we'll even buy out your family's contract up to $350 per line. The Sprint Family Share Pack. Only $100 a month. month for the whole family up to 10 lines, including unlimited talk and text on America's newest network. Simply put, it's the hottest deal in wireless. So come into a Sprint store today.
It's 9/30/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit, new line port, and includes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Price promo through 2015. After 2015, also pay $15 a month for line access. Charge $350 via Visa prepaid card and requires online registration. Comparison is 10 gigabyte high-speed 3 and 4G plans for 4 lines. Other data options available. Preemptive network use rules, prioritization, and throughput reduction applies. Comparison includes additional 2 gigabytes Sprint and 1 gigabyte Verizon data promo. Restrictions apply.
All right, let's talk about some of the important news from the world of health. This brain-eating amoeba and the threat from the amoeba. This is something that's in freshwater, is it not?
Exactly. Fortunately, it doesn't happen often, Doug, but most summers, several Americans, usually healthy young people, suffer sudden tragic death from a brain-eating amoeba. It was first discovered in 1965. Its formal name is Naegleria fowleri, and it's microscopic in size, about a quarter of the thickness of a single blade of hair. This amoeba loves very warm water. It can survive in water as hot as 113 degrees Fahrenheit. It can't live in salt water. It can't survive in properly treated swimming pools or in properly treated municipal water. It normally eats bacteria, but when the amoeba gets into humans, it uses the brain as a food source. The nose is the pathway of the amoeba, so infection occurs most often from diving, water skiing, or performing water sports in which the water just forces into the nose. But infections have occurred in people who are dunked in their heads in hot springs or who clean their nostrils with neti pots filled with untreated tap water. So a person infected with this amoeba cannot spread the infection to another person. My advice is you just want to swim in either salt water or in chlorinated water. Yeah. And if you go into fresh water, you want to be very careful. You know, you use nose plugs or just keep your head above water.
But is this in some regionalized way, limited or localized to some part of the country?
Well, it's mostly in Texas and Florida, but it's occurred throughout the country. But fortunately, in general, it's rare.
Can you imagine anything worse than brain-eating? I mean, it's like a bad movie you see on FX or something. Right. All right, so there's an important story to keep in mind, especially as people are doing a lot of swimming and outdoor activities this weekend, Labor Day weekend. Thank you, Dr. Ken Kronos, here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Dr. Ken, brought to you, as I said, by Genucel. People always complain, you did the numbers too fast. I got a quick note from somebody. What's the story? What's the number for Genucel? I want to order Genucel right now. Call 800-822-6145 for Genucel. Get rid of the bags of puffiness under your eyes from all of the exposure to the sun. 800-822-6145. You get a jar, and you mentioned Dr. Ken's name, of Esotique, a wrinkle treatment that comes from Chamonix as well. 800-822-6145. Dr. Ken here on Good.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.